我们下午继续来讲得救的人天天加添。
We'd like to continue the topic, those who have been saved added daily.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章。
So we'll turn to the book of Acts, chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Acts, chapter 2.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人。
Verse 41.Then those who gladly received his words were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them.
42节
42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
五旬节时候，圣灵降临，那一天有三千人受洗。
The Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people were added.
那这样，耶路撒冷的教会就建立起来。
And the church in Jerusalem was established.
一直都做这个四十二节所说的这四件事情。
And they have continuously practiced the things in verse 42.
所以就造成了四十七节的结果。
And that comes to be the result in verse 47.
这些信徒跟神靠得很近。
These members were very close to God.
从内心真诚地来赞美神。
And they praise God from their inner heart.
这个赞美也包含着感谢的意思。
And this praise includes thanksgiving.
然后呢，他们这些信徒就得到众民的喜爱。
And these people had favor.
在当时候，教会让这个世界看见他们的榜样。
And at the time, their examples were seen by the world.
让人认出来他们是跟从耶稣的。
And they were recognized to be followers of Jesus Christ.
那么主耶稣就将得救的人都赐给他们。
And Jesus Christ gave them those who were saved.
我们再来讲第三件事情他们每天一直在做。
And let's talk about the third things that they have continuously practiced.
如果我们一年做十件事情跟十年做一件事情，那个结果可能不一样。
If we do 10 things a year and do one thing in every 10 years, the consequences or the result might be different.
我们十年做一件事情，那件事情应该会成功。
If we do one thing in 10 years, that thing will likely be successful.
我们在建立教会的过程，也都一直能够用这四十二节所说的四件事情来建造教会，我们教会应该会茁壮。
And when we establish the church and prosper the church, we practice the four things in verse 42.
有主耶稣的真理教导作为根基。
And there is the truth of the Jesus Christ as the foundation.
而且弟兄姐妹之间充满了爱心。
And there is love among the brothers and sisters.
大家就可以在爱里面来得到建立跟造就。
Everyone could be established in love.
可以吸引很多的慕道朋友来。
And we can attract many truth seekers.
我们讲到教会的爱心。
So we talked about the love of the church.
小弟有一次到一间教会去。
One time I went to the church.
第一天报道开始工作。
The first day I was there, I started working.
教会的负责人就带小弟去医院探访一位慕道朋友。
And the council members took me to visit a patient in the hospital.
那这个慕道朋友是一位妈妈她有三个孩子。
And she was a truth seeker with three children.
是因为她的大腿那个肌肉呢已经被严重的烫伤她必须要住院。
And because her muscle on her hips or her thigh was severely burned, so she had to be hospitalized.
那为什么她的肌肉会严重烫伤
？And why was her muscle severely burned?
因为他的那个床单湿了一大片，那他就用吹风机要一直吹，长时间的吹要让他能够把这个水分给吹掉
And because her bed sheet was wet, so she was trying to dry the bed sheet with a dryer.
但是他的大腿就在旁边
，and her thigh was right next to it.
那个床单已经干了。他的大腿同时也熟了，烤熟了。
And while the bed sheet was dried, her thigh was also burned.
那为什么她没有感觉呢
？But how come she didn't feel anything?
因为她从这个腰部呢底下都没有知觉。
Because she was senseless after her, below her waist.
啊，为什么会造成这样呢？
And well, why did this happen?
啊，因为她骑摩托车要为她的孩子送便当到学校。
And she was delivering lunch for her children to the school by a motorcycle.
啊，那个摩托车的轮胎突然间就爆胎，啊，所以这个把手不稳，就倾倒，那有速度就撞到啊旁边的啊这个停了一部的很大的这个卡车。
And while she was driving the motorcycle, there was a she had a flat tire and she lost control and hit the truck on the roadside.
那她的这个脊椎直接去撞那个卡车的轮胎。
And her spine directly hit the tire of the truck.
然后她就倒地不起。
And she fell down and couldn't get up.
啊，从此就没有知觉。
And ever since she lost the sense of the nerves.
她的先生在哪里？她的先生在哪里呢
？And where was her husband?
她的先生不爱她了。
Her husband did not love her.
啊，一天给她多少钱吃饭？她的先生有另外有外遇。
And he just gave her a certain amount of money for meals, and then she had an affair. He had an affair.
她发生这些事情，教会的同龄啊，就轮流到她家里去帮助啊，照顾，那么也在医院照顾她。
So the church brothers and sisters knew about this, so they took turn to take care of her in the hospital.
啊，有一些人在家里帮忙整理，啊，煮饭给她孩子吃。
Some members helped to cook and for her children.
那有一些姐妹就到医院来陪伴。
And some sisters will accompany her in the hospital.
她说：“你们为什么要爱我？”
And she said, "Why do you guys love me so much?"
我的丈夫都不爱我了，你们为什么要爱我？
Not even my husband loved me. Why do you love me?
我们就跟他回答，因为主耶稣爱我们。
We responded because Jesus loved us.
你现在很需要人家帮助。
And you need help from others.
啊，我们愿意，我们做得到，我们愿意把主耶稣的爱分享给你。
Anything that we can do, we would love to share the love of God.
那后来出院，他就到教会来开始听道理。
And after she was discharged from the hospital, she started truth-seeking in the church.
那不久以后，她就接受洗礼，成为我们教会的信徒。
And not long after she became a member, she was baptized into the church.
我们的教会如果有爱心，真的是会吸引很多人来。
If there's love in the church, we can attract people.
啊，我们要付出爱心啊！我们很多人就好像一块铁，是很有价值的，可是。如果不用的话呢，就放在那个墙角，它会生锈的。
We're like a valuable metal, and it's precious, and but if we don't make a use of it, it's just like a wasted metal in the corner.
很多人是退休啊，到美国来。
Many people retired and came to America.
那我们会去想，我们下半辈子我们还能够主耶稣给我们多少的时间？
And we think about what, how much time Jesus Christ will give us for the rest of our lives.
我们剩余的生命，我们把它奉献给教会。
We should sacrifice the rest of our life to the church.
啊，我们多多去爱人。
We should love others.
我们领受主耶稣的爱，再把它分散出去。
And we should share the love from God that we should share.
早上我们谈到的那个姐妹呢，她坐在轮椅，可是她并没有忘记说她必须要去爱、去关心很多弟兄姐妹。
We talked about this sister on the wheelchair that, but she, in the morning, but she did not forget to love God.
那很多人就接受她爱心的关怀，也被激励了。
And because her loving care, it was stimulated.
那所以那个教会就充满爱。
And the church was filled with love.
那大家为她祷告，主耶稣让她站起来。
So when all the brothers and sisters prayed for her, she stood up.
啊，她在会堂就走来走去。她说：“传道，你看我可以走路了。”
And she was able to walk around, and she said, "Pastor, see, now I can walk."
啊，我们只要是有爱，神就在我们中间。
If we have love, God is in the midst of us.
那现在我们再来看啊。
So let's continue looking.
教会一直在做的事情，第三件。
On the third things that the church always continuously practice.
她说：“擘饼。”
It says breaking of bread.
那什么叫做擘饼啊？
What does it mean to break the bread?
擘饼就是办理圣餐呐。
Breaking the bread meaning that to hold a holy communion.
这个无酵饼经过注谢以后要把它擘开。
The unleavened bread should be broken after consecrated.
我们来看哥林多前书十一章。
So turn to the First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章我们看二十三节。
Let's read 23.
我们教会在办理圣餐礼的时候，这是根据主耶稣给我们做榜样。
When we hold the Holy Communion, we follow the example set by Jesus Christ.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
保罗对哥林多教会的信徒这么说。
Paul said to the members in the church of Corinth,
我当日传给你们的原是从主耶稣领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来。
23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you.
24节。
24,
祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Verse 24, then when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which was broken for you.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
主耶稣就像那块 无效饼经过祝谢以后拨开，就是他打破身体。
Jesus Christ was like the unleavened bread that was broken after consecrated.
他在十字架上被人家用钉子钉过去，就是他的身体被打破。
When he was crucified on the cross with the nail, his body was broken.
那主耶稣说，你们要纪念。
And Jesus Christ said, you need to remember this.
纪念主耶稣为我们受苦受死。
We need to remember how, God was suffering.
然后我们也要照着主耶稣所做的，我们要有舍己的精神。
And just like what Jesus Christ did, we also need to have the sacrificial heart.
那当然我们首先要被主耶稣的爱来激励。
But of course, we need to be stimulated by the love of God.
那所以我们回过头来看刚刚的《使徒行传》第二章，我们怎么去理解呢
？So when we turn back to Acts chapter 2, how should we understand this？
教会天天在一起，他们办理圣餐。
That the church were together every day and they held the Holy Communion。
我们现在是一年两次举办圣餐礼，在灵恩会的时候。
We hold a Holy Communion biannually during ESSC。
那当时候他们大家在一起啊，天天都办理圣餐礼。
But they at the time were breaking the bread every day.
当然有一个这种背景啊，他们就是有充满了那种末世氛围的这种感觉。
But there was a background to it because they thought that the end was near.
他们认为说主耶稣快来了。
They believed that Jesus was coming.
所以大家那种虔诚的心意呢就被激动起来。
So their sincerity of heart, a heart of sincerity was stimulated.
他们一直在那个地方一直在纪念主耶稣为我们受苦。
And they continuously remember what God had suffered for us.
那就是说被主耶稣的爱给激励。
So their heart was stimulated by the love of Jesus Christ.
你看他们第一件事情就是有主耶稣的真理。
So the first thing that they had was the truth of the Jesus Christ.
那第二个呢，就是彼此爱心互相交接团契。
And secondly, that they had fellowship in one another.
那天天都被主耶稣的爱来感动。
And they were moved by the love of God every day.
所以就会激发他们愿意舍己为主耶稣来牺牲的精神。
And Jesus Christ would stimulate them so that they can sacrifice for Him.
那我们侍奉我们爱心的动力，就是被主耶稣的爱激励才有动力。
So in order to have motivation to serve the Lord, we need to be stimulated by the love of God.
如果我们都能够常常去思想主耶稣为我们钉十字架，我们就会得到激励的。
If we often think about the crucifixion of Christ, we will be stimulated.
也就是说，我们今天来教会里面做圣工，我们带领慕道者，都是因为主耶稣的爱感动我们。
We come to church and serve the Lord. It's because of the love, of, because of the movement of the love of God.
有时候我们在侍奉路上，我们会觉得很孤单，或是觉得很无力呀。
Sometimes we feel lonely or powerless when we serve the Lord.
甚至可能我们都有想要放弃了。
And sometimes we even think about giving up.
那如果我们回到十字架底下，想一想主耶稣掉在那个地方。
But if we come back to the cross and think about that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
这个义人为什么掉在那里？
Why was this righteous man hanging on the cross?
这个无罪的人为什么代替我们在那里？
Why was this sinless man hanging on the cross?
我们一思想起的时候，我们不能理解。
When we think about this, we cannot understand.
该死的是罪人。
For those who should be hanged are the sinners.
该钉在那个地方的是不义的人。
For those who are unrighteous, that should be the ones to be hanged.
应该是我们被钉十字架才对。
We should be the one hanging on the cross.
那为什么一个义人没有罪的人代替我们在那里？
But why does a righteous man, a sinless man, hang on the cross for us?
所以这个我们想不透。我们这个天地间啊，自古以来有人类以来，这个天地间呢，欠着主耶稣一个公道。
So there is always that justice that we owe to God in heaven.
我们很多时候都会受到不公平的对待。
A lot of times we receive unfair treatment.
我们会觉得说我们自己受委屈。
We think that we are being taken advantage of.
可能在侍奉的路上。
And it could be on the way of our servitude.
你会觉得说我们被误解，不被理解，而且还甚至是被误解了。
We might feel like we are not being understood or even being misunderstood.
我们好像为主耶稣受了很多苦。
It seems like we are suffering a lot for the Christ.
你找不到答案啊。
We cannot find the answer.
为什么我做的越多，人家嫌弃我越多？为什么我这么热心，结果别人是很火热在攻击我
？Why do I do so much, but nobody care? And why do I put in my efforts and people attack me?
当然，我们自主观的认定不一定是正确。
Of course, this could be subjectively viewed and might not be correct.
但是我们觉得很难过啊。
But I feel sad.
我们在苦痛中，这是事实，我们很难过啊。
It is true that we're in the suffering and we're sad.
那要怎么办？
So what do we do?
就要想起剥饼的意义。
We need to think about the meaning of breaking the bread.
那个义人把自己的身体打破了，为了什么？
Why? What was the reason that the righteous man broke his body?
耶稣没有说你还我公道啊。
Jesus Christ didn't say that give me back my justice.
义人被钉，他没有说你给我公道，为什么要钉我？
The righteous man did not ask for justice.
当然，我们的受苦不能够跟主耶稣比较。
Of course, our suffering cannot be comparable to Jesus Christ.
因为他是救主。
Because he's a savior.
他这种牺牲舍己呢，这种牺牲是一种救赎性的牺牲，是有救赎的功能的牺牲，因为他是救主。
His sacrifice is for redemption because he's the savior.
哦，那因为这样，我们才能够得着这个救恩。
Because of that, we are able to be saved.
这是没有人能够为我们做的。
And this is nothing that no one else can do for us.
我们自己要因为自己的过犯而被审判。
We will be judged according to our mistakes.
但是主耶稣并不是这样。
But that's not so with Jesus Christ.
啊，十字架就是我们的答案呐。
The cross is our answer.
当我们在思想这个问题的时候，我们就会有很多。问题都通了、啊、看到主耶稣我们就想通了。
When we think about this, we understand.
那如果是这个样子的时候，那当时候的信徒他们都充满了火热的心，他们准备为耶稣来牺牲的，没有关系。
If this is so, the members at the time had the heart of zealous and they were ready to sacrifice for Christ.
因为整个耶路撒冷城的人都把他们团团围住，都在逼迫他们。
Because the people in the city of Jerusalem were persecuting them.
那他们天天剥饼，天天纪念主耶稣，这种舍己牺牲，他们也准备要为耶稣来牺牲了。
But they continuously breaking the bread every day, and they were ready to sacrifice for Christ.
那这样的举动反而为见证，为信仰做了美好的见证。
And this action becomes a witness for our faith.
会让那些逼迫他们的人就会去思考，为什么这些打死都不退呢？哇，这个信仰是真的、哦。
The persecutors will think why do these people don't back out? This religion must be true.
他们看这个信仰的价值超过他们的生命。
They value the faith more than their lives.
所以整个城的人对他们会另眼看待。
So the people in this city look at them differently.
我们今天怕的是我们并没有被基督的爱来激励。
We're afraid that we are not stimulated, led by the love of God.
然后我们的侍奉变成是应付的，我们没有动力，我们很无力感。
And we, our servitude is just because we do it. There's no motivation.
如果是这样，就是我们该回到十字架底下好好的思考了。
If this is the way we do our servitude, we need to come back to under the cross and start thinking about it.
我们看哥林多后书第五章。
So turn to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
14节
verse 14.
原来基督的爱激励我们， 因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Verse 14, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.
15节
15.
并且耶稣替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
哦，这里呢谈到死，又谈到活。
These verses talk about death and also life.
宗教信仰一定要回答死跟活这两个问题。
A religion usually have to answer the meaning of life and death.
这个地方的死就是表示牺牲奉献，而且是极致的。最高级的牺牲就是到死。
The death here represents the sacrifice, the extreme sacrifice.
那主耶稣为我们做了这件事情。
And Jesus Christ has done this for us.
而且是救赎性的牺牲。
And this is done through a redemption.
啊，这个死不是悲壮的，啊，不是悲情的，它是带来使人能够有得救盼望的那种救赎的价值。
This death is not about sorrow, but the value to save others.
啊，所以就是叫做救赎性的牺牲。
So this is the redemption sacrifice.
世间所有的宗教的教主，他是没有办法这么做的。
There's no other founders in this religion, in any religion can do this.
我们需要的是一个钉死十字架、从死里复活的救主。
What we need is a savior who was crucified on the cross and resurrected.
那保罗说他就是被这种爱给激励了。
And Paul said he was compelled by this type of love.
那这个就成为保罗侍奉的动力。
And this is the motivation of Paul's servitude.
他一生为主耶稣受很多的苦。
He suffered a lot all his life for Christ.
每一次想到十字架的救赎，他就得到力量。
But every time he thought of the cross, the crucifixion, he received power.
我们今天不是答案不够，我们今天缺的就是要回到十字架底下来，好好再思考一下。
It's not that we don't have enough answers, but we are lacking to go back to the cross and think about it.
十字架就是答案。
And the cross is the answer.
我们思想十字架的救赎的意义，我们就有答案。
When we think about the meaning of salvation of the cross, we receive the answer.
我们还有动力。
Not only that we have the answer, but we also have the motivation.
因为那个爱有动力，神是爱，神是无所不能的，所以他的爱是有动能的。
God is omnipotent and his love is with power.
哦，那十五节在讲到活。
In verse 15, it talked about life.
哦，这个宗教不但要讲牺牲奉献，而且要讲活，就是要有盼望。
Religion not only need to talk about death, but they also need to talk about living life, and that is.
如果主耶稣只是为我们受苦，他并没有活过来，那他也不成其为救主。
If Jesus Christ only died for us but was not resurrected, he could not be called the Savior.
那如今他不但替我们死，而且他又活了。
Not only that he died for us, but he also lived.
因为他是生命的主宰
，because he is the reign of the life.
他把生命放掉，他又可能拿回来。
He gave up his life, but he can also regain the life.
那大家都是被这个爱给激励的时候
，when everyone is compelled by this love,
我们义无反顾的可以为他来牺牲。
We sacrifice without any reason.
并且他为我们所成全的是一种活的盼望。
And this.This that he completed is a living hope.
那主耶稣有没有活呢
？So why was Jesus Christ alive?
他活在我们心里。
He's alive in our heart.
所以他的爱就一直在激励我们。
So his love continuously compels us.
那主耶稣也在天上。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven.
但是一般人没有看到耶稣。
But mostly, we don't see Jesus Christ.
我们怎么样让人看见耶稣在天上活
？How can we allow people to see Jesus Christ being in heaven?
因为这个地上有一群耶稣的门徒。
Because there is a group of followers of Jesus Christ on earth.
他们的心中有耶稣在他们心里活着。
They have Jesus Christ living in their heart.
啊，他们愿意为这个信仰来牺牲，所以证明这个信仰是活的。
They were willing to sacrifice for this faith. That means that this faith is real.
他们看不到，那些人看不到耶稣活，可是他们可以看到有一群耶稣的门徒在地上为耶稣活，所以耶稣一定是活着的，不然的话，这个信仰是没有意义的。
They cannot see Jesus Christ, but they can see the actions of the follower of Jesus Christ, and through that, they believe that Jesus Christ is living.
那我们可以理解，当时候耶路撒冷的信徒就是这样的表现。
And this is the representation of the members in the city of Jerusalem.
因为他天天剥饼，看着来思想主耶稣为我们受苦受死。
Because they broke the bread every day and thought of Jesus Christ's sacrifice.
啊，有一个教会的负责人呢，他想要打退堂鼓，说啊，我不想做了。
As a council member of the church, that he wanted to quit his position.
我们知道说人跟人之间互动有很多的言语是很微妙的。
Sometimes we know that the conversation could be marvelous among people.
他是没有什么经验，他没有什么侍奉经验，但是他很想把它做好。
He said he was lack of experience, but he wanted to do it well.
那有三个信徒啊，就连续的有三个信徒对他。建议说：“哎，你要怎么做了？又一个来，你要怎么做了？啊，你怎么做比较好？”哦，他心里就开始想说：“是不是我做的不好？那做的不好，我就不要做。”他这边变成没有自信了。
And it happened that three members continuously talked to him about that and suggested to him that he should do this. And the second one came that and suggested that he should do that. And because of that, he was thinking maybe he didn't do a good job, so maybe he should just quit.
有时候别人对我们建立不一定是恶意啊，但是我们可能太过敏感，我们不够自信。
Sometimes when there is suggestion, doesn't mean that it's a bad intention, but it's just a lack of confidence of ourselves.
那同时也是告诉我们说，如果我们要建立的话，应该要比较和婉的态度啊，从正面来鼓励，再跟他做建立，这样更比较好。
And this is also to teach us that sometimes when we make suggestions, we should make suggestions positively.
啊，不管怎么样，就是话讲出去的，然后他也受伤害了。
So the words were out, and he was hurt.
那他说：“那我不要做。”
So he said, "I will quit."
我们在侍奉的路上，是不是有曾经有这么想法，有这么念头
？Have we ever thought of this in our path of servitude?
他需要答案，他需要动力。
He needed the answer. He needed the motivation.
他现在很软弱。
He was weak.
那他就想说，灵恩布道会快到了。
And he thought the spiritual convocation was coming.
还是等灵恩布道会结束以后呢，我再把这个辞职书给递出去。
He was thinking to send out his resignation letter of his position after ESSC.
啊，但是在灵恩布道会的圣餐礼的时候
，But during the Holy Communion.
读圣经，读那个圣餐里的经文的时候，他慢慢的，他心里就开始有一个很大的感动。
When he was reading the verses for Holy Communion, he was greatly moved.
啊，因为这样的人虽然软弱，但是主耶稣爱他。
Although they were weak, but Jesus Christ still loved them.
那他跪下去祷告。
So he knelt down and prayed.
啊，最后一次跪下去祷告。
At the last prayer.
他就看见主耶稣站在他前面。
He saw Jesus Christ standing right before him.
啊，那一直盯着他看。
And staring at him.
没有说什么话。
He didn't say much.
那最后要离开的时候，主耶稣才举起手来。
When Jesus Christ was about to depart, he raised his hand.
对他说。
And said to him.
你看。
Look at me.
我为你做这个。
Look at what I've done to you.
那你为我做什么？
What I've done for you, and what should you do for me?
他这个眼泪就掉下来。
And he shed his tears.
那这个意思是说，主耶稣为我们钉三根钉子。
And this is to tell us that Jesus Christ had nailed there are three nails on his body.
哇，他自己责备啊，他说我这么软弱，我是很自私啊，我不能够为主耶稣忍受别人跟我讲三句话吗？
So he started to rebuke himself, thinking that Jesus.Christ has done so much for me, but he couldn't even tolerate three sentences from three members.
你看，我为你做这个，你为我做什么？
Jesus Christ said, "Look at this. This is what I have done for you. What have you done for me?"
啊，他就感动了。
He was greatly moved.
他责备自己。
And he rebuked himself.
啊，他悔改。
He repented.
他求主耶稣怜悯。
He asked for the mercy of God.
啊，但是更重要的，求主耶稣赐给他力量。
And more importantly, he asked God.He asked Jesus Christ to give him strength.
他眼泪擦一擦，又继续往前走。
So he wiped out his tears and continued forward.
如果我们曾经为圣公流过眼泪，我们是真的爱耶稣。
If we ever shed tears because of our servitude, it's because we truly love Jesus Christ.
我们为耶稣做圣公，有些时候要流汗，但也有时候是要流泪的。
We work for the Lord Jesus and we sweat, but sometimes we shed our tears as well.
我们把它承担下来。
We carry out the burden.
然后教会就风平浪静。
And the church is at peace.
那我们自己呢，用眼泪来洗涤我们的眼睛。
And we use our tears to wash our eyes.
那我们的眼睛看前面的路就可以看得更清楚。
So that we can open our eyes and see more clearly what's forward.
这就是要磨练。
This is a training.
那什么是我们的动力？
So what is our motivation?
保罗在这个地方说啊，十四节。
Paul tells us here that in verse 14,
因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Because we judge that if one died for all, then all died.
啊，就是要去思想主耶稣为我们代死。
So we need to think about how Jesus Christ died for us.
你一想，动力就跑出来。
When we think of this, our motivation comes out.
所以要常常去思想十字架的道理。
So we need to continuously to think about the words on the cross.
我们就常常得重新得力。
We'll continue to regain strength.
好，我们心中就满有答案。
And we'll have answers in our heart.
啊，主耶稣这个爱激励的保罗。
And this love of Christ compelled Paul.
让他做出无条件的牺牲。
That he unconditionally sacrificed for God.
主耶稣给我们的爱并没有比扫罗来的比保罗来的少。
The love of Christ for us is not any less than for Paul. It is the same love.
一样多的爱。
It is the same amount of love.
那保罗能够被激励，我们今天应该能够被激励啊。
If Paul was compelled, we should also be compelled.
那问题在哪里呢？
But what is the problem?
问题我们没有常常去思想主耶稣这样的钉十字架的爱。
The problem is that we don't often think enough of the cross.
我们需要身临其境去想主耶稣为我们钉在哪里。
We need to put ourselves in His shoes and think of His crucifixion.
把这个道理活化在我们的心里。
That we live out this gospel.
把主耶稣钉十字架那个图像就活化在我们的眼前。
So that we can see and visual.The crucifixion right in front of us.
那我们就会深受感动。
Then we'll be moved.
那这个动力不是从人来，是从主耶稣来的。
But this motivation is not from man; it's from God.
啊，所以当时候教会能够这么做的时候，每个人都预备要牺牲自己。
And that's why, when the members at the church of that time was able to sacrifice, they were all ready to sacrifice.
结果他把他们的城市给翻转过来。他们把他们的城市就把它整个改变过来。
So they turn the entire city around.
啊，那这就是他们能够继续发展的原因。
And that's the reason that they were continuously prosper.
好，我们再谈第四件。
Let's look at the fourth thing.
就是祈祷。
Which is to pray.
啊，我们可能会想说这是老掉牙的话题了。
We might think that this is old-fashioned topic.
讲到祈祷，大家就想要打瞌睡了啊，又是讲这个道理。
When we speak about prayers, we probably doze off.
那真的，我们没有祷告就没有力量。
But it's true that if we don't pray, we have no strength.
我们翻过来看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's all turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
啊，第一章。
The book of Acts,
十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
Verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
这是记载主耶稣复活升天以后。
This is a recording after Jesus Christ ascended.
在耶路撒冷120个信徒聚集。
That 120 members gathered.
主耶稣变饼给他们吃的时候人数很多，但是主耶稣钉十字架以后，现在呢聚集祷告的剩下120个。
When Jesus Christ was on the earth, there was a great amount of members, but after he descended, ascended to heaven, there was only 120 left.
所以当时候的教会就用以这120个作为基础。
So they used this 120 members as their foundation.
十五节就说那个时候聚会也有人数120名。
Verse 15, it says, In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, about 120.
这个跟整个耶路撒冷城的百姓来讲来比的话，他们是极其的少数。
This is a small amount of people compared to the population in the city of Jerusalem.
他们是弱势又是少数。
They were the minority.
那怎么样去翻转这个城市？
So how did they turn the city around?
每天都祷告。
They pray every day.
同心合意的恒切祷告。
They pray in one accord.
那为什么祷告就有力量？
And why was there power strength when they prayed?
祷告就是承认自己的力量不够。
When you pray, that means that you admit that you don't have enough strength.
祷告就是觉得很需要神的帮助。
We pray because we need the help of God.
所以祷告可以改变这个城市，是因为他们祷告神的力量来改变这个城市。
So they pray and turn around the city because they pray for the help of God.
人的义务是祷告，但是改变是神的力量。
It is our duty to pray, but it is the power of God to change the city.
所以我们今天要更多的祷告。
So we need to put in more effort in prayer.
当时候耶路撒冷教会就是在祷告中来建立的。
The Church of Jerusalem was established in prayer.
圣工发展从祷告开始。
To develop our holy work, we start with prayers.
然后看到第三章以后，一直每章都有在讲到祷告的事情。
From chapter 3 and onwards, it always talk about prayer.
所以越多的祷告，力量就越多。
The more prayer, the more the power.
就改变了这个城市了。
And it changed the city.
我们不可以缺少祷告。
We cannot lack of prayer.
有一个教会啊，一个传道人到一个教会去，看到这个教会大家聚会人数也出席也不理想。
There's a pastor who visits a church and the attendance of the church is few.
那慕道者也没什么特别的感觉。
And the truth seeker did not feel anything.
有一些家庭夫妻又不太和谐。
And sometimes the couples were not happy.
有一些孩子也不听话。
And the children were not obedient.
那这个传道他到那个教会去啊，访问过信徒以后回来，他就在教会祷告。
So the pastor went to visit different families and came back to church.
他就很难过。
He was very sad.
他说：“主耶稣啊，你带我到这里来，这个教会这么软弱，我怎么带领啊？”
He said, "Lord Jesus, the church is so weak. How should I guide them?"
讲道就打瞌睡，唱诗就打哈欠。
When he gave a sermon, they were dozing off and they were singing hymns. They were yawning.
那这个教会怎么发展？
How should we develop this church?
大家这么软弱无力。
Everyone was so weak and there was power. There was no power.
崇拜聚会快变成是一个仪式啊。
This service is becoming a habitual thing.
他没有觉得说这个聚会的重要性。
They don't feel the importance of having services.
他很灰心啊。
He was very discouraged.
他就跪下去祷告。
He kneeled down and prayed.
祷告就哭了。
And he started crying.
谁说你要教我怎么带领这个教会啊？
He said, "Lord Jesus, please teach me how to guide the church."
结果他那天聚会讲到，他就写了一个题目。
So in his sermon, he gave a topic.
教会兴旺从祷告开始。
The prosperity of the church starts with the prayer.
他自己在台上讲到流眼泪。
And he started giving his sermon.
那这个负责人啊，执事听了也都很感动。
And the council members and deacons were very touched by the topic and the sermon.
的确，我们失去的是一种属灵的力量。
Indeed, they lost the spiritual power.
那怎么样重新把它得力呢？
How should we regain this power?
大家就开执务会，
就
开会议。
They started to have a meeting to question how they should regain the strength.
然后大家就说，那我们要禁食祷告。
And they started saying that we need to fast and pray.
从执务人员开始。
And it starts from the council members.
那信徒听说职务人员禁食祷告。
So the members heard that the council members were fasting and praying.
有些信徒说我们也要跟进啊。
Some members started saying that we were going to follow.
所以一天就有一餐禁食祷告。
So they started fasting one meal a day.
那有一些人呢，从教会经过啊，那就进来祷告。
And some members passed by the church and they'll come into the church to pray.
夫妻就一起祷告。
The couples will pray together.
家庭的人就一起祷告。
The family members would pray together.
祷告一段时间。
After a period of time of prayer,
他们就发现说，很多奇妙的事情就开始发生了。
They started to see many miraculous things.
啊，教会的祷告声音越长啊，越大声，哎，奇妙的事情就发生了。
The longer and the louder the prayer, the more marvelous things happened.
哦，慕道者就有体验了。
And truth seekers started to experience God.
啊，夫妻不和的，一起祷告，结果在祷告中就同心了。
When the couples were not in harmony, when they prayed together, they started to have one accord.
那夫妻同心，两个人就可以沟通，孩子就变乖了。孩子不乖就是因为父母不和嘛。结果呢，现在夫妻和好，孩子就变乖了。
And because of the prayer together with the couple, they started to communicate, and when they communicated, their children become obedient.
慕道者增加了。
And the number of truth seekers increased.
孩子听话了。
The children became obedient.
哇，大家就整个复兴起来。
And the church became prosperous.
大家经历了一次很不一样的灵恩布道会。
And they have experienced a very different ESC.
祷告就是要对抗我们的软弱。
And they pray to overcome their weakness.
祷告就是从神那里来支取那个权柄跟能力。
And prayer is to gain the strength and power from God.
所以我们一定要更加的看重祷告。
So we need to emphasize on prayers.
感谢主，我们都有几乎每天我们都有在线上哈，我们的祷告跟读经，这看起来我们是非常火热的教会，这个方向是正确的。我们要持续的啊，继续下去，要更多人来参加，我们一定会感觉到我们的教会不一样。
Thank God our church holds a daily prayer over the week, and we need to continue this because this is the right direction.
好, 好，我们就一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
442首.
442.